Hi, I'm Ralph Squillaci. I work for the Microsoft Corporation. I work on Azure documentation. I'm a developer documentation writer for Azure. And I work on especially the Linux and open source computing platforms at Azure. And we're here at the Building 33 Executive Conference Center at the center of the Borg in Redmond, Washington. And we're here for a hackathon, a doc hackathon, because you might find it surprising, Microsoft, very corporate entity for so many years, but the real truth is we can't scale. Enterprises can pay for consulting and extra work and so forth, but the real truth is there are so many more computing environments out there, and the cloud is an amazing place, and Linux and open source software are a wonderful part of it, as well as Windows. And so what we have to do is we have to write documentation for everybody, and that's hard to do. There's so many more people, and there's so many more things to talk about. Really, the open source world has figured that out. And so we have to adopt to that model, and we're here to do exactly that today with the product team and everybody else. We've got a conference room over there. It's a bunch of people. And our documentation is on GitHub, and we're working through GitHub to submit PRs to our repo, and you can too. We're going to show you how that works, and I want you to come on and submit your own PRs as well for your own stuff and your own scenarios, and we'll put it on Azure.com. Come on. So you just finished your work, right?
Yep.
Okay, so first thing we want to do is make sure we're synchronized with master. So you want to do a git status. Let's see which branch we're in. We're in Linux Capture. Do git pull upstream master.
Azure master for me.
No, did you name it Azure?
Yep.
Oh, you did. Oh, that's a good name. Okay, so you're all synchronized there. Now you want to check out to the branch you made fixes in. So git check out into that branch. Perfect. Okay, you're already there. That's fine. And git status again. And okay, so this is saying we got to add it. We got to do two things. This is not added yet, so you want to do MV. You're going to move it to add the name. MV space and that file name. Right? And then that, and then, no. Okay, and space and that file name again, .md. So it's a markdown file. There you go. Now you should do git status and it should be correct, and it is. Git add dot, you can add the file name if you want. Git commit hyphen m and type in a commit message like what you're doing. Right, and git push origin, is it still origin up there? Okay, git push origin and this branch name. And type in your token, or you already have it cached. Okay, so go to, that looked great. So go to GitHub. And it should already, yeah, it did. So you can just go compare and pull request. And then type in extra things. But one thing you want to make sure you do, you can add more comments, but make sure you look at your one contributor, one file change. This is where if you have multiple files changed and they're not your files, you know you're going to have a merge conflict later with somebody else. Your PR isn't clean. But in this case, it's perfect, right? You're already synchronized with everything else, so you can just add comments if you wish, but otherwise, go ahead and create the pull request. Great, so basically what happens from here is that that PR will go to our committer for this area. This is the virtual machines, and so in this case, the PR will be forwarded to the SME. In this case, you're the SME.
I'm the SME.
So basically, they're gonna ask you to approve your own work, which is wonderful. And then it'll be merged, and we stage twice a day. So as soon if it'll be in the merge in the morning and staged in the morning or in the evening.
Yep.
It's that simple.
Awesome.
And everybody else can do this too. So you've seen us do a check-in to documentation. And I just want to show you exactly where the GitHub repo, the files in the GitHub repo correlate and how they fit in with the website so that you know how to find the one you want to change or you know where it'll appear, for example, when you submit something. So we've got the Azure website. In documentation, I'm clicking here and we're going to go down a little bit. We'll choose a documentation service. You can choose any one of these services. We're going to choose virtual machines because there is over here on the banner, there's a topic that I put together for Linux and open source compute. right? And we're going to use this as an example, right? So if we wanted to change this, maybe I got a link wrong or there's something I missed. We're going to go, you go ahead and examine the URL because the last portion of the URL is going to be the file name that you're going to be looking for if you want to change something. If you want to add something, that file name will be the end portion of the URL. And what you do is you go to GitHub and you look for the Azure repo, there's the Azure account. There's several repositories in there. I'm going to jump over to Firefox because I'm already logged in. You want the Azure content repo. You're going to fork over here. You can see that I've already forked. And I'm in the articles directory, and there's a lot here, but we need to find that file name. So we're going to scroll down to virtual machines area right here. And it's Linux and open source. And the last thing I did was fix the indenting bug we had. So you click that, and you can do one of two things. You can either fork, clone to your machine, and then do the fix locally, push back to your fork, and then submit a PR from there. Or, in this case, you can just click this edit button right here, which will fork the project right in here so that you can edit the file. For me, that doesn't work because I'm already forked, but you don't have to fork and do the local work. You could just write directly on this file right here and submit the PR from GitHub. It's that easy, and we'd love it if you'd do it. We make tons of mistakes, and we want to get as good as we can. So if you'd help us out, that'd be great. Thanks very much.